Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really diving into something, well, something that's fundamentally reshaping how we find information and, frankly, how we perceive truth itself. We're all seeing this rapid rise of AI in search. It promises faster answers, maybe smarter discovery. But underneath that shiny new interface, something deeper, maybe more challenging, is unraveling. We're talking about these invisible algorithms that are subtly, yet, well, powerfully destabilizing our sense of what's real and what's reliable online.
That's exactly right. And our mission today really is to explore this critical collision. You've got the challenge of AI hallucination, right? Then there's the whole issue of misinformation spreading and how these things are interacting with, you know, good old SEO mechanics. We'll look at why a new approach, generative engine optimization or GEO, isn't just another buzzword. It's becoming, well, frankly, a crucial safeguard for this digital age. And we'll be drawing insights from an essential AI search manual to help us understand it.
Okay, so get ready to understand not just what's happening out there with AI search, but why it really matters to you, whether you're just using search or, you know, creating the content that search finds. All right, let's unpack this a bit. When tools like ChatGPT just exploded, hitting, what, 100 million users almost overnight, the internet really changed. Search stopped being just static blue links. It became conversational, generative. You could talk to it, ask it really complex things, and get these full synthesized answers back. What was that big promise for users initially? And maybe more importantly, where did the first cracks start showing up?
Yeah, the promise was, and honestly still is, pretty incredible. I mean, faster answers, discovering things you wouldn't have found otherwise, maybe even personalized information journeys right there. But beneath that surface, we pretty quickly started seeing some troubling trends. These large language models, LLMs, right, the engines behind tools like ChatGPT, they are brilliant at generating text that sounds human. But they're not built as fact checkers, not inherently. They're pattern matchers. For example, an OpenAI report showed their O3 model hallucinated, basically made stuff up about 33% of the time on a standard Q&A test. And its successor, the O4 Mini, was actually worse at 48%. Now, sure, newer models like GPT-5 are aiming for big improvements, claiming like 80% fewer hallucinations. But independent testing, like from Vectar's leaderboard, suggests the improvements are, well, more modest. GPT-5 still had a measurable hallucination rate, around 1.4%, which is better, sure, but still higher than some competitors, and GPT-4o wasn't far behind at 1.491%. Even Google's AI mode, using Gemini 2.5 and this clever query fan-out technique.
What's that technique exactly, the fan-out?
Oh, right. It basically breaks down a complex question into lots of smaller sub-questions. It searches for answers to each of those, then tries to piece them together into a coherent final answer. It's sophisticated, yeah, but even that approach faces similar challenges with accuracy. It's not foolproof.
Okay, so this isn't just like a theoretical issue for researchers. We're talking about actual wrong answers, sometimes seriously misleading ones, being presented like they're absolute fact. I think for a lot of people, it's those wait what moments that really bring it home. What are some of the maybe the most surprising or even outrageous examples you've seen, the ones that made people outside the tech bubble sit up and go, uh-oh.
You're totally right. The stats are one thing, but seeing it in action is another. Probably the most visible and honestly kind of baffling example was in 2024. Google's AI overviews actually suggested adding an eighth of a cup of non-toxic glue to pizza cheese to make it stick better, apparently.
Glue in pizza.
Yeah. And the source. It wasn't some weird cooking blog. It was an 11-year-old joke on Reddit. We've also seen AI suggest things like bathing with toasters.
Oh my.
Or eating rocks for health reasons. Mm. Or giving out really dangerous, completely unvetted medical advice. This isn't just like a typo, you know? It points to a real structural failure in how these models work. They scrape the whole web, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without really prioritizing sources based on reliability. So an offhand joke on a forum or a comment somewhere can get treated with the same weight as a peer-reviewed study. The result is what some people call citation without accuracy. The AI might give you a link, making it look credible.
Right. Looks like it did its homework.
Exactly.
Hmm.
But when you actually check that link, the source might be totally unreliable or taken way out of context or just plain wrong.
Yeah.
It creates this illusion of authority that just isn't backed up. It really undermines trust.
That is wild. You know, I remember catching myself almost trusting an AI answer completely. Then I double checked, and luckily it was just harmlessly wrong that time. But it makes you wonder how many times we don't check, right? And it's not just about these silly mistakes, even if they can be dangerous for individuals. What's really fascinating and maybe more worrying for businesses is how this can actually hit brand reputations and maybe even force companies to change their products.
Absolutely. Yeah, the stakes definitely get higher when you talk about brands and businesses. Think about it. If your brand isn't super visible online, if your information isn't clear, consistent, well-documented, you're pretty vulnerable. An AI model, just doing a pattern matching thing, might grab a competitor's blog post that subtly undermines you. Or maybe an old, outdated article, or even just one really negative customer review somewhere obscure. And it might repeat that as if it's the general consensus. It can solidify a subjective opinion into what sounds like authoritative AI advice, because it's not fact-checking, it's just synthesizing text patterns. And even worse, like you hinted, AI can sometimes just invent things, hallucinate features that a product never had. There was this case with SoundSlice. It's a sheet music platform. The founder noticed ChatGPT was telling users how to sign up and import ASCII tabs for audio playback.
A feature they didn't have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never existed. The AI just made it up. So now potential customers have these completely false expectations. And the company. They actually felt they had to build this non-existent feature just to meet this weird AI-generated demand. The founder called it practical, yeah, but also strangely coerced by his information. It's quite something.
Wow. So if we connect the dots here, it feels like we're moving into a world where AI isn't just finding information that's already out there. It's actively shaping how people perceive things. It's influencing what users expect. And it can even like force business decisions. So for those of us trying to manage content, do SEO, protect a brand online, what does this all mean? How do we even begin to push back or regain some control when the search engine itself might be inventing things?
Okay, yeah, that's the critical question. And this is exactly where generative engine optimization, GEO, comes into the picture. Think of GEO as a new essential layer that you build on top of traditional SEO and solid content principles. It doesn't throw out everything we've learned over decades, things like keyword research, good technical setup, creating valuable content. That's all still fundamental. But GEO extends those fundamentals. It adapts them so they work better in these new probabilistic AI-driven environments.
Yeah.
Where the answers are often guessed by algorithms. So GEO isn't just about getting seen anymore. It's about optimizing for accurate representation. It's about verifiability. It's about building trust in what we call synthetic search. That's the kind of search where the AI generates the interface, the answer itself, maybe even the context around it, often without you fully realizing it.
Okay, that makes sense conceptually, but it does raise a pretty big question. If AI is so prone to making things up, to these hallucinations, how does GU actually help fight that? Like, what does it do in practice? What are the actual steps or techniques involved beyond just being a framework?
Right, good question. GEO is fundamentally about minimizing the risk and impact of those hallucinations and maximizing the odds that your accurate information gets picked up correctly. In practice, this means focusing really hard on precision, on clarity, and on using specific structural cues in your content that help these AI systems pull the right information. You have to remember, LLMs don't understand language like humans do. They process it differently. So writing with really unambiguous intent is key. Strengthening factual signals is huge. That means clear, verified citations. Using structured data or schema markup is absolutely critical now. Schema is like adding hidden labels to your web page code. It tells search engines, hey, this piece of text is the author's name, this number is a product price, this section explains the steps for X, this person has these credentials. It removes ambiguity for the machine. It helps the AI understand the context and the factual nature of your content much, much more reliably. And this matters because AI-generated answers are becoming more common. SEMrush data show that by March 2025, over 13% of all search queries were triggering these AI overviews. And that number nearly doubled in just 2 months. The biggest jumps were in really sensitive areas: health, law, government science.
The exact places where you really don't want hallucinations.
Precisely. These your money or your life topics. So by optimizing not just for human eyeballs, but also for machine interpretability, GEO significantly boosts the chance that what shows up in those AI summaries is the actual truth from your content, not some distorted or invented mess.
Got it. So it's about making our content as machine-readable and unambiguous as possible, giving it the best shot at being understood correctly. But what about that bigger picture of trust and transparency? Especially when, like you said, the original sources for an AI answer might be hidden or just a tiny link people don't click. It feels a bit like a black box, doesn't it? We get an answer, but we're asked to trust it without really seeing the underlying work easily.
That's spot on. It is a black box problem right now, largely. This new kind of AI search has definitely introduced a layer of opacity. You ask your question, you get back what sounds like a human, confident answer, and most people just accept it. They rarely dig into the source. The answer just appears, often super convincingly written, even when it's confidently wrong. And yeah, even when citations are technically there, they're often tucked away, minimized. Verification becomes an extra step, an afterthought. And that creates this really critical disconnect, where the AI's confidence in its answer doesn't actually match the reliability of the information it used. This is exactly why transparency needs to move from being just a nice idea, an abstract principle, to being a core structural requirement for these systems. And actually, Google's own guidelines for their human search quality raters give us a pretty good compass here. Their big focus on EEAT, that's experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, is more critical than ever in this AI era, especially for those high-stakes YMYL topics we mentioned.
Okay, right. EEAT. Google clearly cares about that. So how does GEO help us build content that doesn't just claim to be trustworthy, but actually demonstrates its integrity, both to people reading it and, crucially, to the machines interpreting it? What does that practically look like on a website or a piece of content?
So transparency within the GEO framework means designing your content so it inherently explains its own authority. It's about structuring your pages to clearly show why something is true, and using that specific markup, the structured data, to help machines tell the difference between, say, speculation and a hard fact. This means things like providing really clear inline citations that link directly to reputable primary sources whenever you make a claim, offering detailed author biographies right there on the page, establishing why this person is qualified to talk about this topic, linking to their credentials, using structured data, again, to explicitly define the type of information being presented. Is this a factual statement, an opinion, a review, a step-by-step guide? For instance, if you're a certified financial planner writing an article, your website should use schema markup to clearly state your credentials and maybe even link to your professional profile. And we know this stuff matters technically too. Insights, even from things like leaked Google documents, show that signals like overall site authority, how users interact with your content, like click satisfaction, these all feed into how Google assesses source quality. So being ethical and transparent in your AI content practices isn't just about doing the right thing. It directly impacts how visible and trusted your content will be in these new AI-driven search results.
It sounds like we actually have the tools and we have a growing understanding of how to approach this responsibly. But here's the kicker, isn't it? Even with EET guidelines and GEO strategies, these standards for accuracy and transparency, they're still pretty much voluntary for the AI platforms themselves right now. There isn't really any formal regulation, no real accountability if an AI consistently gets things wrong or isn't transparent about its sources. That feels like a pretty big gap considering the potential impact. So where do we go from here? As people creating content, but also just as people consuming information online.
That's the core challenge, really. The most visible impact of this invisible algorithm boils down to a choice. Do we, as the people creating content, as digital strategists, actively choose to engineer relevance and trust responsibly? Or do we kind of passively allow the machines to just engineer our reality for us based on whatever patterns they find, flaws and all? The stakes here go way beyond just marketing metrics or website traffic. You know, we're literally risking building the next generation of information technology, and maybe even a generation's fundamental understanding of truth, on top of a foundation that could be deeply vulnerable, potentially really flawed. So the emergence of GEO, it represents more than just a new set of tactics for marketers. It's really a necessary evolution. It's a move towards building information systems that are more responsible, definitely more trustworthy, and ultimately just more effective and helpful for everyone. It's about playing proactive defense against this rising tide of potential misinformation.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening right now? Well, the future of finding information online, the future of search. It isn't just about being discovered anymore. It's fundamentally about being trusted. In this world where AI increasingly acts as an intermediary, standing between the questions we ask and the knowledge we receive, that trustworthiness, it stops being just a nice-to-have or a competitive edge. It becomes an absolute ethical imperative. It's about us, all of us, demanding and also creating content that is genuinely verifiable, reliably sourced, and transparent about what it is and where it came from. So here's a final thought to leave you with. As AI continues to reshape how we access knowledge, how will you play a part in building a more verifiable, a more trustworthy digital world? Will you be someone who critically questions the output of these invisible algorithms? Or will you let them quietly shape your reality? Something to definitely consider as we all navigate these new frontiers of search.